is Mariana here. Welcome to your Wow Rap. However ordinary we are, when we speak to our Heavenly Father, something extraordinary happens. We should never underestimate the power of prayer and the power that is unlocked when we offer earnest prayer to our Father. For with God, nothing is impossible. Our scripture this week comes from 1 Timothy 2 verses 1 to 4. First of all then, I urge that petitions, specific requests, prayers, intercessions, prayers for others, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in positions of high authority, so that we may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This kind of praying is good and acceptable and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who wishes all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge and recognition of the divine truth. Let us be determined this week to pray for others. Let's commit ourselves to pray for our loved ones, family, friends, leaders, people in need, the elderly, our nation, and the church. Let's pray specifically through petitions, specific requests based on needs, intercession, speaking and praying to our Heavenly Father on behalf of others, and thanksgiving, offering praise and gratitude for God's provision and purpose. What an amazing privilege and also responsibility to pray for others. How often do we neglect to be a praying people committed to lift others to our Father in prayer? Let's pray for our leaders. When we pray for God to transform, equip, and instill wisdom into our leaders, it affects their lives and the lives of all who follow them. Let's be proactive in praying for God-fearing leaders. Let's pray for Jesus' direction and protection over their lives and for the Holy Spirit to fill them with godly vision and wisdom. Let's boldly believe that our Lord will provide them with the strength they need to fulfill their daily tasks. This is how we see a nation transformed and a land restored. Let's spread the truth among all people. Prayer is essential to the Christian life, so let's pray hard and without ceasing. Each one of us can play our part in God's team, putting His glory and might on display for all to see, preparing Jesus' bride for His coming, and advancing the kingdom of God here on earth. Let's pray in every way we know how and for everyone we know. Let's pray for the good news to be heard across the world and for the truth to set people free. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we praise and worship your holy name. Father God, thank you for your goodness, faithfulness, provision and protection. Today we bring our loved ones, our family, friends, leaders, the people in need, the elderly, our nation and our church before you. Please save us, God our Savior, gather us and deliver us. We pray for restoration and healing. We pray for our leaders, for godly vision, direction, and wisdom. We pray for the name of Jesus to be lifted high and to be made known across all the earth. May all people experience your glory, your goodness, mercy, and love. We bless your holy name. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.